So let's at least just start Perek Vav Halacha Bet. This is an unbelievable halacha. Mitzvat Aseh. Okay, it's a positive commandment. Lihidabek b'chachamim uvetalmideihem. Kedei lilmod mimaaseihem. Kinyan shneemar uvotidbak. Okay, the pasuk says in Dvarim, first of all, I want you to know, there's a mitzvah to say in the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvot. It's also a mitzvah to say in the Sefer Chinuch. Okay, the Rasag. There is a positive mitzvah to attempt to cling to Talmidei Chacham, to Torah scholars. Pardon?
To stick.
To bond. Right? Perek Yud, Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf, the Pasuk says, I'm in Breishit, when I should be in Dvarim, 1 second, although that was Eileh B'nei Cham, which has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf, chapter 10, verse 20, Et Hashem Elokecha Tira, Oto Ta'avod, You should attempt to be in awe of Hashem. You should serve Hashem. You should cling to Hashem. And you will be full from His name. In other words, it'll satisfy you. It'll give you a meaningful life. So the question is, well, how do you do that? How do you get to, accomplish the mitzvah, right? For example, it says, B'chol drachecha da'eil. You're supposed to know Hashem. Well, how do you do that? Like, how could you know Hashem, right? So the Gemara says one of the ways to do that is to cling to those who know Hashem. Means if you can find people in your life that you believe are role models, and by the way, what are we defining as role models? Look very carefully here. Okay? Bechachamim. Right? And that's a very interesting thing. What do you do when you have a role model and you suddenly realize that they're not balanced? I had this happen. What do you do? If we had a terrible story this year, Rav Alon, terrible story. There were certain aspects of it that were a tremendous kiddush Hashem. The fact that the National Religious Camp decided that they had to expose it and not allow this person to keep doing this. Again, I don't know the details of the story, but assuming for the moment that it's true, and there was obviously tremendous chol Hashem. What about the student? Like, what about the student? Does the student have the capability to suddenly start to realize there's something off balance with this person? I think sometimes there's a value to having people in your life who can indicate that to you. Because if they can indicate that to you and you realize that you've got some role model who's a little off, that's a very healthy thing, right? And that's what it's talking about here. But on the other hand, can you cling to such a person? And it's a very dangerous process because you can cling to such a person to such a degree that you're blind to their faults. That's not healthy. On the other hand, the fact that you sort of try to be in the environment of that person, that you try to soak up some of their energy, that could be a very good thing because such a person may have a closer relationship with Hashem than you do, and that'll impact you. And this becomes especially difficult sort of after you go to yeshiva, whether you're in the army or you're in university or wherever you are. Because how do you find that role model? How do you find that person? That's right. So the Rambam would say, if you can't find that person in your environment, you're in the wrong environment. That's a difficult thing to say.
What if people see you as that person?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not what it's talking about. You should aspire to being someone whom people see as that person. And then, of course, you have all sorts of other challenges, like making sure you don't become arrogant and all sorts of other things. But the Rambam is talking about not the value in you becoming that person. The Rambam is talking about the fact that you should have that person in your life. The Lubavitcher Mesholach, who went out to Sydney, Australia, to start some small community, he still had a Rav in his life, and that was the Rebbe. And the Rebbe stayed in his life. And how hard you have to work to cling to that role model is another question. If you're in the army, Zach is in the army. But he's got Rebbeim. He's got Rebbeim here, and he's got Rebbeim in Otniel. And he makes an effort to stay in touch with them. Because you want to cling to people whom you view. It doesn't matter whether I think that I'm their role model. But the fact that he thinks it means that he has to do something about it. That's what it's saying. Most people, they come to Israel for a year, they begin to develop, hopefully, a kesher with someone who can help them, in some positive way, environmentally, whatever it might be. And then they go back to America and they lose it. And that's a shame, because those things are hard to come by. But the Rebbeim, the Madrichim, they can't be the ones who, because think about it, every year you get 20, 30, 40, 50 new students. How are you going to possibly stay in touch with 500 people? You're going to stay in touch with the ones who want to stay in touch with you. And that's what the Rambam is talking about here. Right? L'fichach tzarich adam lishtadel And so the Rambam says, V'chi efshar le'adam lidabek b'shechina? Can a person cling to the Shechina? How do you do that? Elakach amru chachamim v'ferush mitzvah zo. Hadbek b'chachamim v'talmideihem. Cling to Talmid Chachamim and their students. L'fichach tzarich adam lishtadel. Therefore, a person has to try. Right? We'll just quickly finish this halacha. A person has to try. She sabat Talmid Chacham. She try to marry the daughter of a Talmid Chacham. Now, that's an interesting thing. And I'll tell you in a microcosm. Like, it was interesting to me to notice this. If you meet the person, not everybody can marry the daughter of a Talmid Chacham because then lots of girls wouldn't get married, right? And very often you marry someone because Hashem sends them to you, right? But having said that, when you hear that there's a daughter of a Talmid Chacham and you could go out with her or someone's sending out, that's sort of an added reason to explore that, right? Sometimes it's the opposite. I once met a girl who was a beautiful girl. Somebody wanted me to set me up with her, and she was the great-granddaughter of like a huge Rosh Yeshiva, from a very, very big yeshiva in America, like world famous, Agudat Moetzes Gedolei Torah, or whatever.
Really scary, though.
Pardon? It didn't scare me so much because she was a little down to earth. But anyway, various things happened, and I found out, when I asked someone who I really trust, who's a Rebbe of mine, what do you think of Rav so-and-so? Because I wanted to understand, like, what family she came from. So his wife asked him. I was sitting in the kitchen with his wife in their house, whatever. I was waiting to talk to him about this. And he kind of came downstairs, and Rav, and his wife was sitting there, and I was kind of sitting, there's like a wall here to the entrance of the kitchen, and I was sitting here, and his wife was sitting here, and he was coming downstairs. And she looks up, and she sees me, and she says, tell me, what do you think of Rav so-and-so, right?
So he couldn't see you yet?
So he didn't see me yet, right? I think that she did that on purpose, but I could be wrong. And he said to her, stay away from him. Then he walked in, and he saw me sitting there. He's like, oh, wait a second. What are we talking about? Like, he would never have said that. He said, look, there was a story. I don't know. I just, be careful. He said, but finally, I pushed him. And finally, he said, well, I'll give you one piece of advice. He said, if you get serious with her, don't. You have to see how close she is to her parents and grandparents. And more than that, if you're going to live near the parents and grandparents, then you have what to think about. But if you're living here and they're living there, so fine, right? That was enough for me. Like, I heard that, it gave me enough pause for thought, and I ended up not pursuing it. But, so it doesn't always, it's not a black and white. But obviously what we're talking about here, look, I see it with my daughter. My daughter, she's going out with a boy now for like 4 years. They're very close. They're both in the army, so they can't get married yet, and I don't know if they will. But I see the impact, him coming to our house, when we have all sorts of Shabbat experiences, and even sometimes coming here to Raita, has on him, like yesh b'zeh mashu. So that's something to think about, but at least, right? For lechov lishtot in talmid chachamim, it's important, if you have a Rebbe and you want to take him out for burgers bar to eat with him, I think that's a big thing, right? For lasot pragmati l'talmid chacham, you should sort of do business with the talmid chacham if you can. Uli tchaber lehen b'chol minei chibur, and to connect with them in all sorts of ways. V'chein tzivu chachamim v'amru, ve'evei mitabek, you should try to be thirsty for the dust from their feet. And in other words, if you can find one Rav in your life, if you can find one, and by the way, a Torah scholar isn't necessarily somebody today with the title rabbi. You might have a guy who's a professor of physics in university, who's a frum Jew, who's a tremendous Talmid Chacham. But if you can find some person who you really view as a role model, who you feel is healthy and balanced, and he can be that Rav, that personality, that's a huge thing. And it's worth, because the times will come in your life where you have serious questions. Having someone like that you can talk to because you've kept a catch with them is huge. Huge. Even just the little things, like when you get married and you want someone to do your wedding, Nebuch, there's so many people, they don't have a rabbi. They have to go shop for a rabbi. Ugh. You know what I mean? So those things are worthwhile. Little food for thought. Because we're at this end, we will start.
What if you have your wife?
Pardon?
She had, or your fiance, or she has a rabbi, and you have a rabbi.
I will tell you this. If your wife has an issue with your Rebbe, he won't stay your Rebbe for long.
You said that? No, I'm not saying she has an issue with your Rebbe.
So you have two Rebbeim. That's not a big deal. That's a big deal.
One ceremony?
That's who does the wedding.